That's right.
That's important.
So we have some Bandcamp music. Bandcamp is like where you find the most indie of music.
Yeah, like less than 1,000 listens on Spotify, kind of yeah.
indie. Basically, these bands don't make any money, and they just make music because they like making music.
Which is good, because it's all for intrinsic value as opposed to extrinsic, which is...
Yeah. Wow.
The good stuff.
The first one is called No Going Back by You Know. It's pretty poppy. I'm honestly, our show is like meant to be bedroom pop. And that's like, if I were to describe a genre, that genre is me.
A genre. Well, I don't know. It's funny because it's, anyway, sorry.
Hey, if you were a genre, you'd be death metal.
Oh, definitely. No. Why would I be death metal?
Because you're going to.
Because what?
Nothing.
Can you explain that?
No. And then after that, we have Love by Wednesday. Yeah. They have, like, 3 followers on Spotify.
It's a toot goon.
Here we go. Listen to some music. Have some fun. Bye-bye.
Tonight.
myself
Hello. Hi. Emma, can you talk into the mic?
Who's that?
Emma D, I'm sorry, I did it again.
Hello, Natty Ice.
Can you say that again?
Matty Ice.
Okay, you're good. I hear it.
You could have also just looked at the sound volume instead of being like, ooh, gotta listen to my headphones, sorry.
Anyway, Emma D is with us in studio.
Hello.
again, because Costa's not here, and I'm
this is
angry.
This the first time I've been here.
Wow, that's wild.
Good this for is you. A wild night. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, my dudes. Like the last band. Yes. Anyway, up next we have Drinking Song by Haley Hendrix.
That's the strangest way of spelling that, but you know what? It's probably
I'll make a toast to that.
There's no drinking allowed in the studio.
Yeah. I mean,
this is lemonade.
You're not supposed to
screenshots of this to us and get us kicked out.
Oh. No, they won't actually do that, but...
Apparently they do.
They won't kick you out, but you're not supposed to have the thingy in there. Just
set it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Drinking Song by Haley Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
I hope all of our listeners really care about it. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's a good song. And then after that... is Please Be Mine by Molly Birch. Wait, no.
Yeah.
That's the right way.
That's the right one.
And this is the first time we're listening to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have...
We looked it up, and it said that she studied vocal jazz and that she emulates the style of Billie Holiday, and I love her. So I hope that that's true, because I will be very disappointed.
Agreed. High expectations. All right. Have fun listening. Goodbye.
Carpets make sense of you. told you once, I'll tell you again. You really are my very best friend. But I had to go. Now I get so blue somehow.
That was Yam Yam.
wait, Matt, I have a question for you.
Yam
have
Yam.
Have you ever heard the song Creep by Radiohead?
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you haven't. It's really indie and really niche. Okay. You should check it out.
I will.
Okay.
Anyway, that was Yam Yam. Yam Yam. Let me say it again.
Yam Yam.
Yam Yam. By No Vacation.
I'm sorry, that kills me.
Up next, we have Outside with the Cuties by Frankie Cosmos. Honestly, like, that like set of words is just so melodic.
What?
Outside with the cuties?
Yeah. It has like, the same... It has to do with the vowel sounds, I think.
Okay. It's like cellar door.
Cellar door is my favorite. It's my favorite phrase. It sounds so nice.
Have you seen Donnie Darko?
I haven't seen Donnie Darko, actually. Really no, I was going to watch it with you, but then I fell asleep.
It is a good movie.
Because I fall asleep really early.
I'm next. Outside with Cuties. We can talk more about movies off
later.
The air.
Yeah.
Bye.
Outside with the cuties. I don't think the woods are too deep. The grass covers the sand. Oh. My friends are in love, feeling pretty far from home, so I sit to write this down. I guess it's not really brave. I know. This part yet? Will you help me write it? You are bug bites on vacation. You find the sad in everything. Can't see you cry. You're down the street. I wonder when you'll talk to me.
Up next we have Tea Slamp by MGMT. It's off their latest album that came out like a couple weeks ago. I feel like I listened to it once, but I forgot it, so we're just gonna roll with it. But I've heard a lot of reviews that said this is definitively the best song on the album.
Okay.
After that we have Annie from Neon Indian. A throwback, so they say.
A throwback?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello. Up next we have Hot Venom by Miniature Tigers. Miniature Tigers.
It's a real slapper. It's a real slapper.
And then after that we have Valerie by Ra Ra Riot. It's a cover. I forget who did the original, but it was like someone I should know, but it's not coming to me right now.
It's
someone famous. No. Someone like did that originally. I forget who it was. Julia's looking it up right now. And we have
Steve Winwood, it says.
Apparently it's originally by Steve Winwood. That's neat. Yeah.
Cool. Steve Winwood sounds like a cool name. Dad.
Yeah, band. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure my dad likes him. That's how I know that.
Honestly, same.
So.
So we have that. Have fun listening. Goodbye.
Stronger than I am on my own. Before
Up next we have If the Car Beside You Moves Ahead by James Blake. After that, we're probably going to play some Sufjan. I'll keep you updated after that. Goodbye. Hello! We have a Sufjan triplet.
I messed it up. That was my own, a phrase of my own design. I messed it up.
Sufjan triplet. We're gonna go to Be Alone With You from Seven Swans, Death With Dignity from Carrie and Lowell, and then Mercury from Planetarium. Mm-hmm. He is the most consistent artist since 2000. I would say. I would make that argument.
You make that argument?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he's had his ups and downs.
Oh, definitely. But I mean,
but nothing has been consistently as amazing as Sufjan.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Quite honestly, I mean,
it's like, and his down albums, like, aren't really even down albums. They're just like creatively different.
Yeah.
Like the BQE is like his, like, what do I say? His orchestral arrangements, I guess, like no vocals. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. I don't know. I know anyway, what you mean. It's fine.
You got me. Anyway, Sufjan, have fun. And then after that, we're going to play one last song, and then good night.
I'm a breakfast and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend. And we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
Faithless, and all that I dream, where do you roam?
Hello, you are listening to WJRH 1049 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Ubersch Gloober Goobers.
I thought it was just goober. The singular goober, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the only goober. We have Julia. Say hello, Julia. It is time for us to sign off. And to do so, we're playing Exit Music for film by Radiohead. We got it's kind of an overplayed last song. We like kind of forgot that we needed to play a last song. So we just kind of...
We're winging it.
Yeah. Came down to crunch time. We were like, we'll just go with the classic. All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape. We escape. Past. Get dressed before your father hears us. Before all hell breaks loose. Breathe. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill. That you chose.